This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you. This show is about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. You want to get political? We'll talk about your health. You want to get into health care? We'll talk about that too. Whatever you want to talk about. But at the end of the day, remember this, your health is your greatest wealth. And knowing that, living in the South, of course, like I do, that we're some of the most unhealthy states in the country. And you might be thinking, well, no, Dr. Rice, I don't really care about that. Well, that's, you should. And let me tell you why. Because right now, by the year 2030 or 2030, as we say, half of the American population will be obese. Now, let me tell you what that means. It means that right now you can control what's going on with your health more than ever by changing your lifestyle choices. It's true. You know that 80% of the health challenges we face today, like diabetes, heart disease, blood pressure, cholesterol, depression, anxiety, 80% of those are diet and lifestyle related. It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way in. And that's good news. Why? Because we can take responsibility for our health and for our life. And that gives us hope. It should, anyway. And it's funny that we always don't really pay attention to the things that were given in life to us for free. You know, the things that we pay money for, our cars, our homes, those are the things that we pay so much attention to. But our health really was a gift given to us for free when we were born. And how much are we really taking care of that? You think, well, you know, grandma and grandpa, they had diabetes and they had, you know, arthritis and they had heart disease. So it's coming down the pipeline. I might as well do whatever I want to do, live how I want to live, because I'm going to get it anyway. And that is not the case. And it doesn't have to be the case. Not for you, not for your kids, not for your grandkids. You literally can change the family tree by changing the choices that you make every single day. And on this show, we want to help you, empower you, equip you, educate you to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be. This show is about empowering you. It's about empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll take your calls now. We're going to go to Tim, though. Tim, let's kick it off with you. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Doc. A reason I'm calling is because recently I sustained an injury, but I'm pretty much recovered from it, and I wouldn't want to go through it again. you know how some people, they pop the vertebrae in their neck?
Sure.
I overdid it. And therefore, I injured a tendon. There's a tendon like behind your ear that goes down into your shoulder. And it, because of that, I couldn't raise my left arm. I couldn't move it or anything like that. But I found that from just resting throughout the day, I mean, let's see, a couple days ago, I found that I could raise my arm again, but I didn't do it.
So you're having some decreased range of motion because of what happened to your neck,
right? Yeah, it was decreased range of motion. But since I've been doing nothing but a lot of rest and drinking water, and
now, did you go see a physician? Did someone actually help you with that?
No, I went to Bible study, and they all laid hands on me and stuff like that.
Okay.
And I went back home, and all I've been doing was sitting in a nice, easy chair. that I could extend, a nice comfortable chair, because like if I tried to sleep in a bed, I'd bounce around and irritate the shoulder.
Right.
But the chair works a lot better. So I've been doing nothing but sitting in the chair, and now I'm able to raise my arm back to a full 100% to what it was.
So your question to me is what?
I'm just trying to get an understanding of what was happening, if you might have a...
Yeah, of course. So basically what happened is, if I'm getting this right, you kind of felt a little stiffness in your neck, a little kink in your neck, and so you kind of tried to whip your neck to the side a little bit and crack your neck a little bit, right? And
right.
In that, you injured it. And you now, when you say you injured a tendon, did you have someone diagnose that, or is that your own thought?
It's my own thought because I could feel it.
Okay. Let me tell you exactly what happens when you do something like that, all right? When you feel some type of tension, muscle tension, or whatever it might be in your neck, okay, and you take it and you kind of whip it to one side or bend it to the side, which you're right, you really should never, ever, ever do that. And the reason is because you have a little muscle bundle or trigger point that might show up in the neck, you should have someone that's qualified to actually work on that. And it could be from stress, and it could be from some of the bones and the spine being out of position. And you could get an expert that could help you put it back into position, such as an osteopathic physician that's a DO, or a chiropractic physician, a DC. They're very well trained. That's what they do. And, I mean, even some physical therapists have been trained as well in that aspect. So whenever you have, just let me tell you, in the future, if that ever happens again, obviously you probably learned a lesson, but don't ever do that. You always want to have someone qualified to work on it. And that's what they do. I mean, that's how they're trained. So anyway, my point is, what happens is when you whip your neck like that, it's not really so much a tendon. It's more the ligaments that can stretch a little bit. There's a disc in between the bones. Now, probably didn't rupture a disc. Did you cause some inflammation in there? Some shearing force to the disc itself? Yeah, it probably did. But, I mean, you know, the difficulty raising your arm and all that, the nerves that come out of the base of the neck go in and innervate the shoulder down into the arm. They deal with sensation. They also deal with the motor function, which is the movement. So when you think motor, think movement. And so that's what it probably, some of the inflammation and swelling from you doing that could have hurt. Now, here's the deal. You probably didn't injure it at that moment. The disc itself is probably in between the bones in the neck. It's probably been degenerating for some time. 80% of the body breaks down before we experience our first symptom. So if you understand that, then you understand that this has probably been going on for some time, probably poor posture over a long period of time, and then finally you just did that motion, and it was enough to throw it over the edge. So at this point, it's great that you've had peers around you that believe for healing on you, and I'll agree with that because I believe in that as well. I've seen miracles happen. So I think that's good. If it's still bothering you, I think you should use someone that could just go and, you know, kind of oversee it a little bit to make sure they do, if they need x-rays, depending on the doctor or what he thinks, they might not. But at the same time, you just want to have someone look at it and double check and make sure everything's doing okay, even from a muscular standpoint, the bones, muscles, nerves, all of it, and can be very beneficial. So that's what happens. What happened is you probably created some inflammation around the nerve going into your shoulder, going into your arm, that got affected, but it's pretty easy to clean up, and the body heals. Something to think about in the process of you going through this, so it heals correctly. But I mean, typically with something like that, you'll be fine. All right, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open if you want to call in with questions about your health. Talk about the 7 prescriptions that everyone should follow for optimal health. You think about it, all these different books out there, everybody's got their own opinion. What in the middle of all of that do you really need to be doing to experience the kind of health that we're all looking for? We're going to talk about that in just a moment coming up.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal
abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
In Auburn, Alabama, writes in an email, I'm 43 and I've been pretty healthy my whole life. And last month I started noticing a sensation at night that my doctor calls restless leg syndrome. What can I do to stop this? RLS, as we call it. Yeah, Sylvia, here's the deal. A lot of people deal with restless leg, and there's several medications that are out there to handle that sort of situation, but it's pretty simple. Actually, restless leg is due to a mineral deficiency in the body. And from more of a natural perspective, there's several things that you can consider. So think about the minerals that are the big ones that a lot of people struggle with and that we don't really see in our food supply as much as we need to. We see calcium, but we're not getting the amount of vitamin D that we need. And that's not just from sunlight, actually from more supplemental vitamin D. And vitamin D is a blood test that everyone should have done with their physician. No doubt about it. And simply put, because vitamin D is kind of the regulator for all of the other different minerals. So it's important to have magnesium, plenty of boron, plenty of calcium, but you got to be able to absorb all of those. If you don't absorb those nutrients well and the minerals themselves, then it can cause a lot of the cramping. It can cause a lot of the jumpiness of the restless leg, because typically happens at night with a lot of people. And Requip and some of the other medicines can stabilize it and manage it, but it really doesn't get to the root cause of what's going on. So just something to think about as you're going through that. Typically, it comes down to mineral deficiencies. And if you're not eating a real well-balanced diet, and what I mean by that, I mean, everybody has their own version of what that really means. And a well-balanced diet typically is you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs for your protein sources. All right, and then low glycemic carbohydrates, staying away from the starchy carbs like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, staying away from the white potatoes and white rice and that sort of thing, sticking more with fruits and vegetables. And then your good healthy fats, your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, all the good ones. Those are the ones that aren't really going to make you fat. Those are the ones that are going to help your hormones and everything else work in a much better way. So just a couple of things to think about as you're dealing with that. And when you talk with your doctor, maybe you can mention some of that to them. But I do think, in the end of the day, a lot of what we eat determines how we feel and how our body functions more than anything. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Florence now. Hi, Florence. Welcome to the show, darling. How can I help?
Dr. Asa. This,
yes, ma'am.
And I was calling to ask you about a dry skin condition I have on my face. And it's not oily skin like a few people thought that it was. It's just dry and can turn red at times.
Okay, so you've been having some dry skin on your face. How long has it been going on for?
It's been going on for a good while.
Okay. And so have you been to your physician?
I don't know.
Well, have you been to your physician, the dermatologist or someone, to talk to them about it?
I've been to a regular doctor about it before.
Okay, so your family physician, I guess? Your family doctor? Okay, what did they say? Or did they give you any creams, or what were their thoughts about it?
Well, all I've heard was just keep it washed.
Okay, well, here's the deal. When it comes to skin conditions, remember this. It's Most skin conditions are an inside-out thing, not an outside-in thing. I mean, sometimes there are outside conditions, fungal infections or whatnot, that can cause some issues with the skin. But psoriasis, dermatitis, most of those conditions, eczema, all of those, typically come from the inside out. It means that something's in your digestive tract that's just not working real well, because the skin's the largest organ that we have. It's actually considered an organ. And if you have a lot of inflammation within the digestive tract, then it's going to show itself a lot of times on the skin. So one of the biggest reasons, well, I say two. There's probably two big reasons that people get skin conditions like you're talking about, especially with dry skin. One is they don't have good bacteria or enough good bacteria in their digestive tract, which would be probiotics. And putting the probiotics in would be one of the most critical things you can do. And you get that from your food. You can get it from plenty of dairy products like yogurt. And I'm a big fan of goat's milk yogurt. Raw is much better than pasteurized, of course. It's very hard to find that. But even if you can get into the regular goat's milk yogurt, much better than the cow's milk. It's the closest molecular structure we have to human mother's milk. And there's a lot of laws going on right now politically against a lot of farmers with raw milk. And literally, especially in the South, where there are a lot of places that they do what are called co-ops. And the co-ops, you can actually buy into the goats or buy into the cows, and that's how you can go pick up your milk and whatnot in the raw. And, you know, a lot of states have rules and regs on that. Well, the federal government's stepping in now, and they're trying to say you can't do that. They're trying to shut all that down. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. My point being is that for probiotics, very, very good, extremely healthy. And that's how, like, people like my grandmother grew up on a farm. Just, I mean, was extremely healthy, lived to be 94. Unbelievable. Great lifespan, just died in her sleep. So with dry skin, you've got to think about good bacteria in the gut, and also, which you can get probiotics in supplement form, by the way, in your health food store, or you can order them online. But the other is to look into omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil. I'm a big fan of cod liver oil because you get plenty of vitamin A, vitamin D, and also the omega-3 fatty acids. The oil is better than the gel caps, though, because of the way it's processed. But typically, those are the two main issues of skin conditions all the way around. And wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, staying away from a protein called gluten can be helpful as well. But that's what the research says. I hope that's helpful to you. Just know this, I would see a physician if you haven't, and a dermatologist is the expert in skin. It can be helpful for you. Hope that helps. Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Texting while sleeping. Now, this is new. You hear about sleepwalking? Well, most of us are familiar with that. But now, of course, with cell phones and everybody having their phone right by their hip, there's something, there's a phenomenon called sleep texting, or texting while sleeping. Some say that sleep texting is a sign that we're part of the technologically advanced times. One person said, I have to look at full conversations while I'm asleep, but I don't remember any of them. People are capable of performing complex activities during certain phases of sleep. And now texting appears that it could be a new part of issues with people's sleep. People sleep with their phones. I know I have. How many times have you fallen asleep with your phone? I use the alarm on my phone a lot of times, but I don't like keeping the phone on me because of the electromagnetic radiation the phone puts off a lot. If you don't have a magnet, they have these little devices that you can actually put in the back of the phone. Let me see what the name of this one is. It's called the Shield.
And the Shield, I believe it's theshield.com, something like that, $20, and you can get a little a device you can put inside by your battery. And it people say, does that really work? Yeah, it's enough. It's worth it because it can block a lot of the radiation. You know, if you keep your cell phone on your hip or in your pocket or near your head all day, every little bit helps. Does it get all of it? Probably not. But does the mechanism work behind it? Yes. It's not a gimmick. Anything you can do magnetic on your body, a lot of the magnets that you see, that can be very beneficial for your overall health and to really make a difference. So when you're thinking about doing something like that, you want to be very protective. But, yeah, the sleep texting is important. Always keep your phone away from you. Not just for the texting part, but it is good to sleep. When you're sleeping, it can also disrupt sleep patterns, believe it or not. If you keep your phone near your head at all, it can, not to mention the buzzing that can happen if it starts to ring or get text messages through the evening. But texting while sleeping, interesting. Amazing what's going to come up next. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We're taking calls about your health. Let's go to Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Welcome, darling. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Dr. Asa. Well, about a year and a half ago, I was diagnosed with 5 blockages.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately had surgery 6 days later. And actually, the reason I was diagnosed, I've been a walker for about 15 years, but I started jumping on the trampoline after listening to you.
Mm-hmm. Good
and
for you.
Upping the exercise made me have a little bit of discomfort in my chest, and that's why I went and got it checked out. So Thank you very much for maybe saving my life, but you and Vanderbilt Hospital.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
Anyway, and they are very good doctors, and I'm very appreciative. But I haven't been told anything different to do. And what I've been told is it's hereditary.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a little frustrating. I'm taking some medication now, but it's just a little frustrating that they haven't, and maybe there's not anything else I can do. You know, I don't know. I'm not overweight. I've never been overweight. And like I said, I do exercise daily.
Here's the thing. So tell me what a typical day looks like for you now. Have you changed your eating habits? Sounds like you're exercising. But have you made any major modifications, or you're kind of asking me, what's next?
Well, I'm pretty much a healthy eater and have been. I mean, my friends couldn't believe it because I'm a big salad eater, not a heavy meat eater. Now, I have eaten sweets my whole life, but I've cut down on that. But I guess I'm just curious.
Let's define healthy. Okay? So eating salads really doesn't mean someone eats healthy. All right, and I'm just saying that. So I tell you what, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Right now, at this point, you know, post-heart condition, that kind of thing, give me kind of a synopsis of what a day looks like.
Breakfast, I drink black coffee, have a bowl of shredded wheat and bran. I use almond milk, and I eat like a cup of blueberry.
Okay.
Then mid-morning, I have this fruit, usually banana or pear or something like that. Then for lunch, I have a huge salad. And then for dinner, it's usually something like a sweet potato and a vegetable and possibly a piece of chicken. I eat some red meat, but not much. And no pork.
Right.
So that's about it.
Where's the fats? I don't hear a lot of fats in your diet. I don't think
I eat a lot of fat in my diet.
All right. There's the problem. Okay?
Oh, okay.
Fats, and it's okay. It's all right. And that's why I want to tell you, because fats are really important. They're important because for heart health, they do a lot. And matter of fact, the good fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, play a big role. Like cod liver oil or fish oil is really important. Coconut oil is really good to cook with, along with butter. I know you're thinking, well, I thought that caused heart attacks. Not really. Actually, what it does, butter has components in it that can actually help reduce the plaquing in the arterial walls. And I'll tell you some foods that are really good. Eggs, whole eggs, probably when somebody has heart conditions, whole eggs have been shown to be some of the best food sources that you can actually eat. Because the egg yolk itself, not egg whites and not the fake eggs, but the actual whole egg, there's components in the egg yolk that are very heart protective. And there's a component called lecithin and choline. Both of those are in the egg, the yolk of the egg. And they help kind of pull off or emulsify the fat or melt the fat off, or the placking is probably a better word to put it, the placking off the arterial walls and help get rid of it. And so a lot of studies done on eggs and the efficacy of eggs and how well they work. So something to think about as, you know, you're planning your dietary way of eating. So it's just something to think about. But exercise, yeah, that's important. That plays a big role. But your diet is the key. When it comes to heart health, that is really, I think, one of the biggest topics that anyone can focus on. So just something to think about as you're walking down that path. And when you go talk to your cardiologist and your team that you have with you, maybe mention some ideas. Do some research on your own. Bring it to them and say, hey, is this okay? They're probably not going to say it's bad. Matter of fact, a lot of the AHA, the American Heart Association, which I'm a member of it, they are changing some of the guidelines as far as the foods and kind of the heart healthy diet, if you will. And it's mentioning a lot of the healthy fats in it because they're recognizing that that plays a big role in our overall health. Be careful with carbohydrates. And from the late 80s and early 90s, really the carbohydrates and even the good ones like sweet potatoes and all that, they're fine and they're healthy for you. Okay, so don't get me wrong. But when you have carbohydrates, you want to make sure that you eat them with some type of fat, like a handful of almonds or walnuts, something like that, because the good fats actually help with the blood sugar related issues that can come from a piece of fruit or from eating a sweet potato or brown rice or whatever. So it's good to have some fats, maybe avocado or whatnot. That's just good practice. So protein, fat, and carbohydrate in all your meals, from research and what it says, is a good way to go. Just keeping everything balanced is always the key. That's what the body always wants. And so even though maybe you don't have an ongoing plan that they laid out for you, I would mention some things. Maybe in my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about the anti-inflammatory diet and, you know, foods that will reduce inflammation in the body, foods that will actually add inflammation that one should probably avoid for optimal health. But yeah, I mean, just some of those little keys. Do they have you, by the way, I have a quick question. Do they have you, what medicine do they put you on after that?
Metoprolol, twice a day. The beta blocker, and right. I've tried three different statins, and I can't take them. I'm not taking
joint
them
pain.
Now.
A lot of joint pain. You take statin.
Oh, just yes, just different things. But anyway, I'm not taking that anymore. But I do take niacin, 1500 milligrams of niacin a day.
Okay.
And fish oil, and oh, I don't know.
Are you taking the oil or the gel caps?
The gel caps.
Yeah, switch over to the oil. You might want to look into that because the gel caps a lot of times they can turn rancid the way they make them. And the way you heat a fish oil and put it into a gel cap, it turns into a trans fat. And we all know that that's, you know, can be potentially cancer causing. So you want to be careful with the gel caps themselves unless it's been tested, they're mercury free and they were cold pressed and yeah, it's all in how they're made. But the oil is always a better way to go. It sounds like you've got a good plan together. CoQ10 is a big one, too. There's some good research on that when people have had any kind of heart-related condition. And ubiquinol is actually a better version of the CoQ10. It's absorbed better. And, again, good research on that as well. But the biggest thing, if you're asking my thoughts on it, like where do I go from here kind of thing, usually is diet. And if you got your exercise plan down, which is probably the toughest for a lot of people, they really struggle with exercise, have a hard time with it. That's one of the biggest issues with someone that has had any type of heart-related condition is exercise program. So if you got that down with no problem, that's fantastic. You're already ahead of the game. So I would just focus more on your diet and really getting that tight, knowing that the foods that you put inside your body become your body. You know, your cells are made from the foods that you eat. And that does play an enormous role in your overall health. But keep me posted. I think you're doing great. Sounds like you've got a good plan. Just adding some fats in your diet might be something you want to look into. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Coming back about your health and about your life. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. You know why? You're thinking, how is that good news? It's good news because it gives you hope. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which most of us have in the United States, the good news is if we can make some radical changes, which will yield radical results, then we can lifestyle our way out and get well. That is the hope that we have. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Great or small, know this, know that God will carry you through. He's the same on the highest mountaintop as He is in the deepest valley, and He will always meet your needs. Maybe not in the way that you think He needs to, but in the way that He will always do, because that's just who He is. He is the great physician. At the end of the day, He's the one that you go to whenever you're in the toughest time of need. You're listening to Dr. Ace on call, 888-283-7272. Pre-washed salads may need another rinse. New article on WebMD. And this is so funny because we hear about this all the time, but it's true. Washing off your salad and those bagged salads that you get at the store is so important. They did a consumer report and they found that the bacteria is higher than ever in the packaged green salad. Those pre-washed, triple-washed, bagged green salads are finding massive amounts of bacteria, specifically with E. coli and salmonella. They just did a recent contamination check from the Consumer Reports and the Consumers Union, and they found that these pre-washed, triple-washed bagged greens contain more bacteria than ever. So it's something that we really need to consider when you're thinking about that. So when you get those bags of salad at the grocery, make sure you dump them in a strainer and wash those off very, very well because they're containing high levels of bacteria, fecal bacteria. That's kind of gross, but you think about it. It's true, and it is what it is, but make sure you protect yourself because those nasty little bacteria, of course, can do really wreak havoc on your overall immune system. And make sure you're taking anyway on a regular basis. Just because we're still in some of the flu season, you want to take vitamin C, of course, high levels. But ionic silver is really important, too. And astragalus. Astragalus is very, very good for your immune system. And vitamin D. Vitamin D, get your blood test done every 6 months to see where your vitamin D level is. You want it to hang around 70 on that blood test. Let's go to Will. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Yes, thank you, Dr. Ace. I wonder what your take is on eating by blood type.
Okay. Dr. Diadamo, right?
Yes, and yes, also Joseph Cristiano.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the eating for your blood type, both good guys, by the way. No, both of them. But eating for your blood type has some good research behind it. And here's the deal. The body wants to be in balance all the time. That's the goal of the body. That's what it wants to shoot for. So when you say the different blood types, such as type O, can handle more meat products, and type B and the type A can handle different, you know, more of the grains and more of the carbohydrates and vegetables, then it's... There's research behind it. However, the validity of it, I'm a bigger fan personally of seeking for the body to be in balance. That's the key. So proteins, fats, carbohydrates all need to be in balance. Not one heavier than the other and not one taking up more caloric intake each day over the other. Because your body needs all those nutrients every day, regardless of what your blood type is. Your body needs an equal amount of all those nutrients to function. You need essential amino acids. That all comes from proteins. You need essential fatty acids, which comes from your healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. And then you need your carbohydrates for energy, for your brain, for glucose, and for muscles. So that's really how everything is broken down and how you need to look at it. So as far as the blood type goes, will you digest certain foods better than others and because of your blood type? I think if this is my opinion. If you stay in balance with your food choices and eat the right kind of foods and you stay off of foods that create a lot of inflammation in the body and stay with the grains and most of the dairy except goat's milk dairy, and you follow the principles that are laid out in my book, Empowering Your Health, because of the food groups, I think that's the best way to go. That's why I put it in there. If I thought the blood type was the best way, I think it's more, it's selective is what I think it is. And I think that will it give people a good guideline? You're not going to go wrong if you follow that. Meaning, I would rather you follow that than just trying to wing your own diet on your own. Because the principles in there and the different food choices that they pick out for most people are pretty darn good. I'm a fan. But as far as the overall principles being the golden rule for what you should be eating on a regular basis, not so much. All right, thanks for the call. Charles, talk to me.
About 2.5 weeks ago, I came down with a rash. I'm itching.
Okay.
And I tried to do some deductive reasoning. I thought, well, it was started like... About 3 weeks ago.
Is it neuropathy?
Neuropathy, yes, sir.
Okay.
And I thought it was one of the medications that I hadn't gotten before when I was down there. I've got about 9, 18.
So is it now the rash itself, is it coming out in one area?
No.
Or is
I'm trying to do some deductive reasoning, but today I was at the clinic and I went, my neighbor invited me for lunch.
We're closing out right now in this hour, Charles. But I tell you what, if you've got a neuropathy, it's probably a B6. Now, the rash itself, if your body in the beginning stages, when you get started on the anti-inflammatory diet, and depending on what your situation is, you want to talk with the physicians there at the clinic. But what probably is happening is you're pushing out a lot of the yeast-related infections, potential bacterial infections, and that rash sometimes is normal when the body starts pushing that out. Wormwood is very good for a situation like that. You probably want to take a couple of days off and fast. That's always a good thing to do to let your body kind of cleanse and detox. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit Accident Center CenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.